Yes. Let it play. Let it play. This is for the dog, man. This is for that boy, man.
For that boy.
For that boy. I'm prolific.
Marathon continues.
Man, the marathon continues. I'm prolific.
So bro, that gifted. Hit me hard. I don't know why, but I was like, normally when a rapper dies, I'm like, okay, that's sad. But this one was like, man.
Man. Man, this one was different. This one was different, but we gotta let it ring out for the boy, man. We gotta let it ring out, man. That's right. That's right. That's right. Let's go. Let's go. Ladies and gentlemen, people of all ages, boys and girls, that's right. This is the KidCast, the official podcast of Kickshare.com, and we are on episode 59. That's right, episode 59. Give us a round of applause. Clap it up for the guys one time. We made it to 59. So I'm pretty sure that's like 3 or 4, maybe 7 seasons for a show on TV. I don't necessarily know how that goes, but I feel like we've done a lot. We've done a lot. So even if you're doing things 60 times, like, dog, that is a lot, man.
Bruh.
I mean, I know there's still like the whole like 10,000 hours, but yeah, man, we're still keeping it moving. We're still keeping it going.
Yes, sir.
We are here. We are here. We are live. I am the boy Sincere, your gracious host, and I have the boy, the man, the myth, the legend, Neek on the beat.
I'm here.
And we are here. We're live. And if you haven't done so, please follow us on Instagram at Kickshare, on Twitter, Kickshare. Facebook, Kickshare. We keep it real smooth and real easy for you. All of it is Kickshare. So just go ahead and give us that young follow and continue to just keep rolling with us. And like my man said, the marathon continues. We want to take this opportunity, this chance to say rest in peace to Nipsey Hussle.
Yes, sir.
For all those that don't know, he did pass away last week. And also, he was with Puma as well.
He was with Puma.
He was with Puma.
On private jets and everything.
On private jets and everything. So, man, rest in peace to him. Like my man said, the marathon continues, man. And this one did hit different.
It's just because it was bigger than rap.
It was. It was deeper than rap. Like, he was really about to change a lot of things. A lot of things, man.
Like, people liked his music, but I think people respected him more for the things that he was doing, like, outside of the music.
Oh, most definitely. Oh, most definitely. Well, even with the fact, like, with his store, he had a smart store.
Oh, yeah.
Where you would be able to buy merchandise and then also get access to listen to music and
content.
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, he was ahead. Yeah. So, yeah, that was a lot.
Well, just buying that whole, going from being in front of that store doing things to then buying the whole. So his store is in like a strip mall kind of thing.
Yep.
They ended up buying the whole thing.
They bought the whole thing. Getting ready to build like
up.
You know what I'm saying? So like, yeah. And so it's one thing to just be in the community and doing things that aren't positive and then shifting that whole energy around and then flipping it into doing something positive and being productive, starting a STEM program for the youth, going back and, you know, fixing playgrounds and just doing stuff, man. So, man, just
positive vibes.
Positive vibes. Switching
to the diaspora community.
Man, and he brought I just seen something where like the whole Los Angeles like gangs like all
They did a walk.
They did
and
they a
ended
walk.
At the store,
bruh. We're talking black and blue and red and all of them colors coming together at one time. Man, that's what's up, man. That's the type of legacy you want to leave.
Mm-hmm.
That last impacts for generations. So salute to Nipsey and many prayers to his family.
Yes, sir.
But in other news. Right now, I know that there's a lot of people hurting right now because it is nothing but shattered brackets. Shattered backboards, the Jordan 1s.
No,
I'm talking shattered brackets.
We are talking about NCAA Final Four.
Final Four. Dog, you
I
know,
got this little foam finger right here with the Final Four joint on it. It's all bad.
Hey, that little finger is
kind of fire, right?
What am I supposed to do with my new foam finger?
I should take a pic. We should put a picture on Instagram.
Yo, we should. Hey, that finger's trash.
This finger ain't trash. It was either get this or buy a $30 patch or like a pin.
I'm definitely getting that finger, that foam finger. Hey, it makes me feel like The Rock, like The Rock says.
Hey, like speaking of
The Hulk.
You,
brother. Like, hey, speaking of which, I think it's like WrestleMania or something on right now or something like that.
Hey, speaking of wrestling, I got to shout out my brother Jasper. He just signed to, I think it's called ROH, Ring of Honor.
Man, clap it up for him.
And Ring of Honor is like the level, like right before WWE, I believe.
It's
so they, him and his partner just signed because they're like a tag team duo.
Yeah.
So shout out to my guy Jasper. He's a beast. Monster. His name is Khan. Go check him out.
Please check him out. That's going to be crazy.
I think his Instagram is the.con. K-A-U-N.
That's going to be sick.
So go check him out. Yeah, he's really doing. I remember when he was just like, man, I'm going to go do this thing. I was like, all right.
And the next thing you know.
Next thing you know, he's signing
Weezy out of here. And, yeah. He's so, out of here.
Shout out to my guy.
But I'm pretty sure, hopefully, his brackets aren't shattered like everyone else's right
mine
now.
Mine was done.
Dog.
As soon as the lost. UNC. And I hate UNC. My sister in there loves UNC, so we used to fight. And I know she was super.
She was
super salty. But look, what happened was Duke lost. She FaceTimed the whole family, and I got the picture to prove it. Talking about what happened. I was like, what happened to UNC?
They lost first.
By 17.
They didn't lose. No, they got smacked. They got smacked. Hey, but the craziest thing about all of this is that your boy Zion, Mans is coming back for another year.
I don't believe
year.
You.
Dog.
I need to look this up. Where is my cellular device?
Here you go, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Real friends. Hey, this man said, I have unfinished business. He's the Terminator. Like, fam, if you don't get out of there and go get multi-mega millions.
Bro, his shoe contract alone is going to be at least $200
million. Dude, easy.
I think it's going to be more than LeBron's.
It's probably going to be, he's going to probably get at least a smooth hundo, a nice smooth 100 milli.
This can't be true because it's not on ESPN.
Well, he definitely said, I'm coming back. You went on ESPN. You didn't use your Google machine.
You're right. I didn't use my Google machine.
You didn't
yet.
Use your Google
I'm
machine.
I'm going to my Google machine right now.
Yeah. Because I was like, hold on, what? He was like, yeah, I mean, I can always go into the NBA. Like, no, fam. You just tried to make a hard cut and your foot, like, went out of the shoe. That should have letting you know, like, I need to get the millions.
Fam, it's time for you to leave.
No, I would have left tomorrow.
Oh. Right away.
Because my whole thought process was like, yo, you know what? Him losing, them actually losing might be a good thing for him because he's going to be able to, like, you know, practice on his game, maybe lose a little weight. Nico sets his phone down.
It's not on there. Right now what they're talking about is these allegations about giving money to his mom, Nike or something like that.
So what? So what? I would again give money to my mom too.
I don't know.
All I know is this much.
All I know is if he comes back, it's a wrap for everybody. Because I think Trey's coming back.
Yeah, Trey. I think Trey is coming
back. Cam is gone.
I think RJ, he's out of there.
Yeah, he's got
to be. If anything, RJ's like, wait, Zion's not going?
Number one. Let me get that number one.
One is the loneliest
number.
Number
one check. That'll be a real friends move, though, if he did that. Because what would happen is RJ's check would be bigger because I don't know if you guys know, but the position that you are in the draft determines how big your rookie contract is. So 1 through 10, so obviously 1 is the highest contract, and then it goes a little bit down, and after 10 it gets there's a gap. But there's a price, like there's a price on every spot.
Dog.
So if Zion were to be like,
I know I'm gonna get my check. I'm gonna give it to my. If he does that, he is a legend.
He's a super legend.
An icon. Yeah. Shout outs to Zion.
And that moves Cam up.
That's ill.
If he did that,
who knows?
If they all came back?
Oh, if they all were like on some unfinished business, like
We know we're going to the league.
We know we're going to the league. We just want to win.
I think Cam has to go, though. He has to, because I don't – it might be a little dangerous for him to stay another year. I know he's going to the league, but his positioning right now is prime time.
Oh, yeah. No, if you can go in – like RJ and Zion, we know they're probably going to be 1 and 2.
So yeah, but does that dude Ja Morant from Murray State? They told him I was going to be in the middle of that. Anyway, but – they know they're going to the league, they know they're going to be a top three, meaning 1, 2, or 3.
Yeah.
Zion knows he's going to be a number one.
Numero uno.
Like, there's no 1, 2, or 3. It's number one.
It's easy number one. Easy number one, unless a baby Bron pops out or something like that.
I mean, little Bronny's out here.
Dog, I do not. Listen, if I see him in a gym, I'm going the other way.
Bro, Bronny's out here.
You're not finna. I'm not getting filleted.
You seen Kenyon Martin's son? Who plays for Sierra Canyon with Scottie Pippen's son?
No.
Bro, they're out here. He's out here just yamming on people.
There's a lot of these young boys that are out. I was watching one of the games, the high school tournament games or whatever. And I was like, there's this one school from Jersey. I seen this dude. I was like, fam, you're like 17. I'm not playing against you. I'm not. No, I'm not going to. Tween, spin move, fillet. No, you're not. No, I'm not ending up on none of them. Bro, old clips.
We were at the NCAA experience today because the Final Four is in Minneapolis, for those of you who didn't know. So at the convention center down here, they have like this fan experience where they have all these games and different activities and things that you can do. And they also have a full court set up with like stands. And they had the NBA, like, developmental leagues for the different countries come play. So when we got there, we were watching Africa versus China. These boys got to be, like, 14, 15, 6'8", 6'10", just yamming. Like,
what am I going to do?
My dad literally was like, are the hoops at regulation? He said, are they at regulation heights? I said, Dad, yeah, them dudes are, like, 6'10", 6'11", 14.
Why?
Why?
Why? First and foremost, I'm not nowhere near their age, and bro, I'm 5'2".
I'm like double their age.
And half their height.
Half
their height. God, that's not cool. But let's get into some releases, man.
Yeah, because we could talk about this.
Yeah, we could talk about this all day. Oh,
we do gotta talk about Jelly Fam though. He's leaving the University of Minnesota.
That's fine. He can leave.
Along with Quinn from Villanova. I think they're going to go somewhere. That's all the news I got. See you later, Jelly Fam.
See you later.
It's all good.
It's all love. I will say this, though. Shout out to Russell Westbrook.
Shout out to Russell Westbrook.
That man had a 20-20-20 game.
I promise you, I think that he could do that every game if he wanted to.
Oh, easy. What? But it makes you mad, though, because it's like...
Oh, you could do that?
For the three seasons, he's averaged a triple-double. Bron can't even average a 10-10. They have the ball in their hand just as much. They both had the same... Like, the ball is in their hand about the same
amount. I'd love to see them play together. It would be over for everybody.
I really wish Paul George would have went to the Lakers.
No, I wish Russell Westbrook would go to the Lakers. Stop playing games.
Crazy.
Stop playing games.
He's too loyal, man.
That ring.
That ring is
going to make him think otherwise.
Because
honestly, I think the Bucks are going to win this year. That sounds crazy for me to say.
But at the same time, Giannis is on such another level that, man.
It would be scary if his brothers play with him because they're all long and stuff like him. I don't know if you've seen his brothers.
Dude, yeah.
Another one plays in the league for, like, Dallas or somebody. I don't remember. But, bro, I don't even know how you get that long, bro. Fam. You can take two steps from the three-point line and be at the rim.
Nico,
It takes me about 15.
If it takes you 15, it takes me 30. I'm done. I'm done. But All I know is that Westbrook is the second person behind Wilt Chamberlain. Like, you're putting up numbers next to Wilt Chamberlain.
And I think his numbers are more hold more weight compared to Wilt Chamberlain's. That's in my opinion, just because I think
the timing, the time frame,
the athleticism, like all of that
competition,
like,
all of that.
People don't always take that into factor, and I do. And some people are like, well, like, if you was playing in 1960, where we're talking about segregation, all this other stuff,
right?
And now where kids are like, kids are 14 jumping over people and stuff.
Yeah.
Come on, bro.
Well, I mean, and plus, like, back then, he was probably playing against, like, real mailmen.
Yeah, like, real life.
Like, real life. Like, I'm just getting this $15
real life
NBA check.
I'm just playing this pickup game real quick. And then when during the week, I'm going back to GMC.
Yeah, in the morning.
You know what I'm
saying? Like, nah. I feel that.
Like, LeBron literally put $1 million into his body.
Every year. Oh, that is alone. Insane.
Every year. $1 million.
That you have $1 million to spend on your body is crazy.
I mean, when you're making $1 billion, though, like,
this is very true.
That's the least you can do. You know what I'm saying? That's just taking care of, you know, the thing that's going to provide for your family, so.
And everybody around you, because you got to think, he's not a businessman. He's a business.
It's with anything, man. Though. It's like me getting a computer that's high end, because that's the thing that's gonna, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's gonna make you that.
It makes sense. It's no different.
Makes sense. So he thinks. I still think the Warriors. I still got the Warriors going. I still do, but
the Warriors got to get past Denver.
I said that too to somebody, and they laughed at me, and I was like,
"They got to get past Denver. Denver is balling. Not playing no games."
Fam, where did the Mile High come from?
I don't know, bro. I haven't even seen them play a game, but I just look at the standings and I'm like, they're not playing games.
They're not. They're like either it's one or two between.
They gotta be. I think they gotta be number one.
Well, I will say this: if they're number one and they lose to an 8 seed, you want to talk about getting your bracket shattered? That's a shattered bracket right there.
Hey, speaking of brackets, also the girls' NCAA tournament. If you had Notre Dame, your bracket is
shattered. Brackets. No, if you had UConn,
like,
your shattered brackets.
I know people was all sad.
Oh, they were crying in the car.
Crying,
like for real.
Crying.
Because I ain't gonna lie. Every time, but you know what? There's something going on, because Gino wins all the time, but he hasn't been winning like that.
I mean, after you've been winning for a long time, it's only like, I don't know. How long can you hold on to that?
Well, I mean, he did win like 10 in a row.
I mean, let's not acting like his team ain't still like top. You know what I'm saying? Like, just because they didn't win a game, like, anything could happen. Like, we know that. Right. Anything could happen.
Because like they said, like, I think it was...
He still got the best program and everything.
Yeah, like Calipari was saying, he was like, it doesn't matter what number you are.
And you just got to be good. And on any day, like.
It's not like a best of seven series. Like, that's the reason why college is so exciting, though, because it's like one game. Yeah. You could be the number. You could be been blowing cats out.
I don't know if I necessarily like that, just because if you're that, I guess if you're that fire, like, you should just be beating cats.
Yeah, you should.
It shouldn't even matter.
Like, no, you should know the weight and the severity of this game.
You're right.
We out here.
So just looking at these standings, Denver is number two. They are two games behind Golden State. But that means nothing to me.
Because all you know is that Giannis, the Greek freak, and Milwaukee clinched their playoff position.
Oh, yeah.
They're clinched.
Miami's right on the...
Want to see Miami get in because of D-Wade.
Miami's right there. They're about a game behind, two games behind.
Who are they behind?
But there's only like one more game.
Who are they behind?
They're behind Detroit and Charlotte. So I don't know how they do that.
But see, I love Kemba too, though, so I don't care.
So...
I do know this much.
Kemba's gone.
Kemba's out of there.
Kyrie's out of there.
Oh, Kyrie's already made his reservations in L.A.,
You think so?
Oh, yeah, he's going to L.A.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
If Zion ends up going to the draft and being number one for New York,
Nobody's going to New York. Nobody's going to. Someone said that Kevin Durant.
They talking about Kevin Durant, Michael. Is he done after this year? Or is it?
He's done after this year. Ooh. And he's done after this year. Like, he's not becoming a Warrior again. And on top of that, I think I think Klay is gone too.
I still want him to go to the Wizards.
I do just because it's just like because, DC, bro, man. Like, it's DMV, DC. Man. Go to your home. Go to your roots.
It'll never happen.
No, he's going to get a bag.
It'll never happen.
Going to a big market. My name is
now,
Kevin.
Now, if he goes
Durant.
To LA, bro.
Yeah.
They don't have a cap space for that, though.
Yeah, they do.
You know Magic's going. He's going to find a way.
No, they got. No, that's the thing. They got cap space. They said that they got enough cap space to, if they wanted to, that they could probably get two superstars to join LeBron.
That's sick.
Because you got to think everybody.
They're going to get Anthony Davis off rip.
You got to think everybody else has been on, like, veteran contracts. Mm. Like, Rondo's on a veteran contract. 1 year, $500,000, out of there.
JaVale or a McGee, rookie contract.
The rookie contracts are almost done.
Yeah, but everybody's still on either a rookie contract, which is low.
Yep, or a veteran. Yeah, see,
no one's on like a max, really.
No, except for Bron.
Except for Bronny.
Bronny's the only max. Dog, they finna get. Yeah. Yes, sir.
I wonder if he knew that going in, too. Like, oh, you know,
he knew that. That's why he's
knew all the
details. And you gotta think, they're also tanking so that way they can get a good draft position. Because what can I give you? What do you have for me for 80? Oh, I got a good draft pick. I got one of the top draft picks.
I got Lonzo. That's a whole nother situation we got to talk about.
Oh, my gosh. I've been trying to avoid. We talked about it briefly last time, but.
1.5? I'm suing you.
I'm not suing you.
Big Ball is not down? Let's go to the website right now. Where's everything at? What happened?
Bro, I'm not suing you. I'm seeing you with these fists. But he's suing.
Oh, yeah.
He's suing old dude, which
he's
he should.
He's suing him for $2 million.
Yeah. I need that. Yeah.
I need that extra $500.
I need that extra $500 because you probably have taken that too. I need that. Needs that, bro. Like, yeah, it's just sad, man. But I'm actually happy for Lonzo though because I feel like,
oh, he's about to level all the way up.
Oh,
bro.
He's gonna ball.
Him and Bron. They said him and Bron have been talking all the time now. He's about to come. Because
you
here
know what?
Just,
I kid you not. I bet you. And I noticed.
He's signing with Nike ASAP.
Bron is going to make sure he gets a check.
Yep.
Bron's going to be like, all right, throw the young boy that 10.
Yep.
Throw him what you pump. Yep. Pay him what you own.
Yep.
Yep.
Because I think they were saying that him coming out of college, if he would have taken a deal with somebody, it was going to be like $15 million.
Yep. Yeah. But he listened to his
father.
Yeah. And dads, we can't be living our lives vicariously through our kids,
real,
man.
Real life. You see what he's trying to do now? He's trying to get. So Lonzo and his agent parted ways mutually.
Yeah.
Like a mutual.
Yeah.
You know. But now.
Don't be surprised if he signs with Mav Carter.
You mean, not Mav.
But.
With Clutch. With, what's his name? It's not Mav. It's the other dude.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. But yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, I think he's going to sign with Clutch. But his dad's trying to get the other two brothers signed as well so they can all play together. Bro, this is not high school, bro. This is not happening.
All you want
like, Melo is maybe can play on the bench right now.
Not even
maybe.
The bench. Not even the
maybe.
Bench. Melo needs to be in college, but you messed him up because he went overseas and played pro, so he can't even play college.
Yeah, and now they're talking about, okay, he's either going to go overseas or he's going to play another year and Spire as a – they have, like, a post-grad team. They be making stuff up, bro. I'm telling you, a post-graduation team for
with all due
high
respect,
school.
I hope this doesn't ruin my chances of a LeBron interview, but I'm not going to lie. When I seen LeBron play, I was like, it's like 30. Cause I'm like, he's so much better. I'm like, 30, fam. He got tattoos everywhere. I'm like, man, 30. I mean, cause when I was in high school, I mean, I knew a couple people had like maybe one, maybe two.
Yeah.
Fam, you had a whole sleeve. Fam, you're 50. What you doing in the league, bro? What you doing? What you doing playing high school ball and you're like 25? What are you doing?
I mean, but he was real life 15.
He was real life 15.
You see, Bronny.
You saw, oh, God.
Bronny's like 12 and has the same size shoe as his dad.
Dog.
That scares me.
That is terrible.
Zaire is like the same size as his dad.
That's crazy. Almost.
You know what I'm talking about?
When you're 12 and wearing a 12?
Come on.
Fam, what is in your water? I just want to know. The generic.
He's not even wearing a 12. He's wearing like a 15, bro.
That's sicko.
Come on, fam.
That is sicko mode. That is sicko mode. That is crazy.
But yeah, the whole Baller brand, I don't know what happened to it. I think it's gone. I think it is dissolved.
No, I think he's going to keep it going, but it's just not going to be as popping as it was.
It's over.
Oh, no, it is over.
No one's going to buy t-shirts. No,
because your name is too. I mean, your name is.
It got shattered. Everything got shattered.
Yeah. I mean, well, it was already starting to get shattered with the whole Jell-O situation.
Yeah.
But
honestly, that whole thing Jell-O did destroyed the whole.
It took everything down. Like, that was. I would say that was the breaking of the end, like the making of the end right there. That was
it. Yeah, because then he would have played at UCLA. Even if he didn't make, like, say he played all 4 years, Mello would have been there with him at UCLA.
Yep.
They would have been.
And, he messed up too, because he could have had, what could have happened is that Jell-O could have went to UCLA still, taken the L. If I was managing him, I would have said, look, let's not even do any. We can still do the JBA thing. That's cool.
Yeah.
But we're going to have Jell-O still stay at UCLA. Let him sit that year. Because that looks good in a way. Because it's like, I took ownership of what I did. Yeah. I apologized.
Yeah.
And I rolled it out. And I didn't quit. It doesn't make you look like a quitter. And while you're doing that, you're able to actually sit back and learn the game. And
still practice, go through all the reps, all of that.
And you're not losing your scot. Like, you still keep everything.
It's pride, bro.
Pride before the fall.
And that's on their dad, I think, ultimately.
Pride before the fall.
That's on their pops.
Pride before the fall. So if those other two don't make it.
Like, I honestly think Lonzo would have made it to the league without his dad. Even.
Oh, easy.
He still would have made it.
If anything, he probably would have came out better. Because his star would have shot farther, faster, because everybody, he may not have been like the top two, but he probably would have been in the top 10.
But I shouldn't say I'm sure there was a point. So from them being little, their dad probably push, which is good, right?
Very good.
You know what I'm saying? Like, practice, like, we're going to go lift, blah, blah, blah. But then a certain point, I think there's like a certain point that hits where it's like, okay, he's going to make it to, and it kind of gets all bad. Your pride, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
he got mushy.
Ego.
Yeah, ego. And again, possibly subconsciously living vicariously through your kids, because keep in mind, like, that whole Big Baller estate is not even theirs.
Big Baller brand is not even his.
It's Lonzo's.
It's Lonzo's.
Because he owns 51%.
51%. You know what that means? For all, this is a business lesson for everyone that's listening. 51% means that you make the decisions.
Yeah. You are the majority owner.
50-50 means, okay, we're both going to sit here and come to a conclusion. 51% means I said no. That means no.
That means I can stop this whole, well.
Right now.
Right now. And the house that his parents, that's his house.
Yeah, the $5.2 million mansion that they got in the
hills. His. That's Lonzo's.
Lonzo's.
Yeah, yeah. Talking back to these shattered brackets. Nah, man.
My bracket was shattered when Duke lost. I think that's where we were.
Yeah.
When Duke lost, it was all sad. Trey was all sad. I was like, man.
Yo.
But if you're saying Zion's coming back, which I still don't believe you, and this is on record, so.
Yeah, we're going to find it. We're going to find it. I'm going to find the clip, and I'm going to have A inserted. I'm going to have it inserted.
All right.
I'm going to have it inserted. So, but let's get into some sneaker news. Some releases. These releases actually took place this past weekend. So, we have the Jordan Air Jordan Low. All right, just know it's boo.
It's like Guo Alun. Have you seen this dude play?
Nah.
He's super dope.
Is he?
He's like I think if this is the same person I'm thinking of, he signed to Jordan. I think he plays for the Shanghai Ducks or something like that, or the, I don't know. But he, I know he was like the only like Jordan signed player over there or something like that.
All I know is
he's a low point guard.
I like the color.
Yeah, these are fire.
Oh, these, this is definitely like Easter time.
This, these are just fire in general.
Yeah, I like.
Like with the little, the Chinese writing on the, that's fire to me. That's, his logo is in gold, like on the tongue. Can't see it in the picture.
But it's fire though.
It is super fire.
And we also have another SC. So these are, the SC is just basically the Jordan low, pretty much. Just the Jordan low. 33 low. And yeah. So
this, I don't know how I feel about these. What you think?
I don't really care for them. I don't really, I like the 33, but I just don't care for the low. Like, I'm not a big fan of the low style.
Yeah.
But I mean, I like the 33. I like this one kind of because it kind of reminds me of the three, the Jordan three.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, with kind of like a cement three kind of.
It's got the cement on the back. It's just in the, it's in the tone, the gray, the tan tone.
Yeah. So those was cool. Those actually released on the 4th, and on the 6th, which would have been yesterday, we have the Air Jordan 4 Monsoon Blue. I like these though.
These are fire.
I like the outsole.
Are they like a metallic?
They're like a metallic.
Yeah,
like
the outsole though, how it fades in the back like that.
Weezy out of here.
If you guys are watching this on YouTube, like, you'll see it.
Yeah, you'll see it.
Like, definitely go check out the YouTube because we're gonna start putting up videos.
Oh yeah. Oh with, man.
So
subscribe.
That you guys can see like what we're talking about.
Oh.
Because I know we talk a lot about about a lot of shoes, and I think some, even like sometimes I'm like, what are we talking about? Like, you know what I mean? We're like, what are we talking about? So definitely go check out the YouTube. So
check, you can see. And also comment. You want to definitely subscribe to our YouTube because we got a big project coming up that you guys are. You guys are gonna love.
It's coming.
And it's gonna definitely, in my opinion, it's gonna change. It's a game changer.
The diaspora.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
But these fours, please. See, this is what I'm saying. Like, I gotta look at the picture because I just looked at the picture and it says GS.
Yep. Which means it's in grade school. Which means. And I don't.
we need to have a conversation about Michael Jordan. In the Jordan brand, and how they put out all these fire colorways and girdle sizes, and in grade use school. In grade school sizes.
I know it's terrible.
Like the men want this too, my G.
Yeah, because dude, I would rock them.
I would rock those in a heartbeat
with no problem. Look, and if you say something to me, that's fine. You
might shout out to the kids and the ladies. We need some love too.
We do need some love. But this has been like the second year that they've done this where they've actually released like fire colorways.
Yeah, but these are fire.
These are hard.
These are fuego.
These are hard. These are hard. Bloody. And we have the Air Jordan 14 Candy Cane that came out.
Those are fire.
Yeah, these are fire. Nothing too really spectacular. I like the with the 14s, I actually prefer the perforated holes.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to like the other ones, like the black toe 14s, like I prefer this one because it reminds me of like the last shot. Like I like this one better. Like I like the
I'm not a 14 person.
I'm not either, but I will say this: comfy.
Yeah.
14 out of a lot of them, the 14 comfy.
This wasn't the Ferrari, was it? Or that was the 13?
No, yeah, the 14 is the Ferrari.
When you got the Ferrari,
yes,
that
yes.
Day when you was like, look,
yeah.
That whole thing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a story for another time.
That's a story for another time. And I actually got the black toe 14s, and I threw them in your car, and I was like, hey, I think we even wanted to go out to eat with Evan. Shout out to Evan, man.
Hey, shout out to Evan.
Shout out to Eve, man.
These are fire, though. I like these.
Yeah, those are crazy. Those are crazy.
I've never really put them on, though, either, just because it has
not. I'll tell you right now, when you try them on.
They're not boost, though.
They're not boost, but they feel like they will give you a boost in your game when you wear them. We have the Jordan Why Not 02.
His colorways of this have been ridiculous.
But I love it, though.
I mean, in a good way.
Like, I love it.
Yeah, they're fire.
Like, even this reminds me of, like a Presto acronym. Like,
bro, these are
these are stupid.
He had the teddy bear ones. He had the Super Soaker ones. He had the Game Boy ones.
Dude, did you see
the Game Boy
I seen the game. Did you see the
Super Soaker? Yes.
The WWE ones?
I don't know if I seen
them. Bruh. Bruh. Man, I wish we could pull that up right there on the screen, man. Like,
I'll put it in there. I'll
yeah,
put
like, it in oh there. My gosh, those is fire. Those is fire. So we got those that came out. This colorway is actually, it is light smoke gray, black cyber hyper pink. It's just a bunch of colors.
Cyber hyper. All these names.
It's some too joints much.
Is green and pink and gray.
Pretty and much black and black. That's it. With a touch of army green. Like, that's all you need to know. It's a lot. Those came out on the 4th, and then we had the hard ends. Those came out on the 4th.
Yeah,
as well.
Just, we can just go. We can just.
I'm a star, all gold.
We can breeze past those.
We foams. Had some. We had some foamies for the homies. Some we had those that
I
want
to like the foam posits so bad. Like I want to like them so bad.
My man's is like, I really do, but
I really. It's just the toe box that needs to switch for me. Like the lace needs to come to where the Nike sign is.
Like, ah. But see, the thing is with foams is like, I just don't like how stiff they are. Like, yeah. Man, we're talking about like, the air. We're talking about the Foamposite Pro Hyper Crimson.
They just look like big bricks on your feet.
No. They're probably equivalent to hooping in a Bron, which is the Timberland boot. And then we have the KD12. That also came out this past weekend. So those are your releases, y'all. If you copped, dope. And if you do post, please use hashtag Kickshare. We might give you a shout out. So yeah. So
these KD12s is fire.
Oh yeah, no, we
I mean,
we talked about
like
the
normal shoe. But
yeah, we
fire.
Talked about the KD Adapt 12. The KD Adapt.
The other 12. Colorways are definitely.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited, but I want to see what they do. I still won't buy them either. I won't. I'm not even gonna stunt to y'all.
If I hoop, I might buy them though. But I still might get Kyrie's.
Nah, I actually might go with
Paul George.
I might get the. I'm all oh, speaking of the Paul George. Speaking of PG, but before we get to the PG, we gotta acknowledge. We gotta have a conversation. For those that don't know, news broke that Beyonce in her Ivy Park brand has joined Adidas.
That they still joined. Means nothing to me. Nike is still on top.
They are on top. Yo, and you know what the crazy thing is? And I thought about this. Like, Nike is so far ahead of Adidas that right now Adidas just need to just not be in a position.
Here's the thing. Why are we signing Beyonce when we need to be signing like Zion? Like our focus needs to be on Zion and all this. Because like honestly, the Beyonce thing is cool and people are going to buy that shoe. Yeah. But Nike is built off of athletes. Think about it.
And I think that's the biggest disconnect between Adidas and Nike. Nike is for the athletes. Nike is for the cross trainer. It's for the tennis player, which they just got that Naomi girl that beat Serena.
Yep.
Shout outs to her.
Yep.
She's getting a Nike check.
Easy.
After she said, K-Swiss who?
Hey, we need to add applause for that.
Man, we're going to add
that.
We're gonna
get that Nike check, young
checks
boy.
Over Stripe, mom. But that's the thing, though, because even when you think about Adidas was Run DMC.
Yep.
Like, so it's just more catered to the lifestyle as opposed to the athlete. And even when they did get the athlete wasn't like.
But the thing about Adidas, though, too, is Adidas, if we go to the core of it, is a soccer brand or a football brand if you're in Europe.
Very true.
So everywhere outside of where we are, I bet you people look at Adidas like.
Oh, they worship the ground it walks on.
You know, at this point, though, it's probably more of like a legacy thing with Adidas because Nike is in the soccer world getting busy.
Right.
They're getting bad.
They're getting bad. They're getting busy.
So,
yeah. And like, but again, it goes to that. If I was Adidas, I would just focus on, if I'm Adidas, I'm focusing on the lifestyle.
I don't know how you compete, though. Like, I think, like, in order for you to be like, we're better than
so-and-so, like, you have to, because lifestyle is so tough now, because you have, like, the bigger brands, like, the Louis Vuittons and the,
you're right. All of that. Because like, then they're getting, because the Louis Vuittons and them, they're getting the Virgils, they're getting the
super, I'm saying, like,
the creators.
Yeah, like, it's quotes. Just, even, but, I mean, Nike and the Off-White thing was just, obviously, reckless.
Weezy
lifestyle, like, to the max.
Right.
But, honestly, Under Armour is ahead of Adidas in my eyes.
Mm.
In terms of basketball, like when we're doing purely basketball, Under Armour to me is winning over Adidas, which is sad.
No, what's sad? I'm about to say this. Lei Ning is over. Lei Ning is over Adidas. Lei Ning is over Adidas, like, right?
Who's on the Adidas roster right now? James Harden.
James Harden.
Dame.
Dame. They still got D Rose.
That don't count.
Oh my gosh. Well, there goes our D Rose interview. There goes another shattered bag.
He still has shoes coming out, but don't nobody know when they come out and or what they are. They're not even
in Foot Lockers or anything.
That's what I'm saying.
Shattered brackets.
Shattered.
Shattered.
Shattered. Who else?
Yeah, they don't really. Nah, that's really much it.
They don't have any big men.
Oh, I think they had Joel Embiid.
No, he's on Under Armour.
Oh.
Yes, sir. He's on Under Armour, and he's getting his own shoe.
Whoopsie.
Well.
Yep. Well, there goes that.
Everybody else is on Nike.
Everybody. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Everybody's on Nike. It's over. It's pretty much over. So, I mean, I will say this, though.
Oh, and besides Kawhi Leonard, who's on New Balance.
Kawhi.
You had a Jordan. Bro, you had a Jordan endorsement.
And you had some fly Jordans, too.
Bruh. And his logo was fire.
And your logo was fire. You're not taking that. Jordan was like, take what? You trying to take
My man's went to New Balance. He don't even do interviews, bro. Like, how are you going to go to New Balance and try to bring this New Balance brand up? You don't even do interviews, bro.
Nah, bro.
It's not.
Nah, that's not going to work, bro.
It's all bad.
Yeah, that's super bad. That's super bad. But I will say this. I feel like Kanye right now. I mean, I don't know. It depends on what they put out. I will say this. It's all the contingent on what they put out. But I feel like, if Ye felt threatened by Drake being affiliated with Adidas, then he should be wearing a diaper.
Let's back up. Kanye is not going to go at Beyonce.
Oh, no, he's not going to. He can't. The Hive is too strong.
It's his career will be over.
Oh, yeah, that's, like, I wonder
like
if he's,
a rap.
I know Pusha don't care. Pusha don't care at all. He's like Team Adidas till the world blow. But like Kanye, because I know Kanye kind of got like a little ego where he's like, the same thing that people hate him for is the same thing that made him great. And I feel like they're like,
I mean, his new music is sounding crazy. I don't know if you've seen that.
All them Sunday services.
Litting.
Hey, I would give an offering.
Hey.
I would give an offering.
If he's in Chicago, we might have to make that move.
Oh, I'll make that move.
All
right. And guess what? Y'all can judge me all you want. I don't care. Because guess what I'm going to be doing? Living my best life. So we'll see what all that comes out to. But, the crazy thing, though, is because Beyonce said she was originally going to go with Reebok.
But they weren't diverse enough.
Fam.
You gotta look at your whole organization, like, bruh.
And then now they're coming out like, nah, that wasn't even the case. It took you 30 days to respond. No.
Bruh.
No. That's a first 48.
That's all bad the whole way around.
That's a first 48. You're done.
For someone to be like, your company's not diverse enough.
It doesn't. They probably over there like,
we diverse, we this, we're that.
Beyonce walked in and was like,
no, you're not.
As I pull this hot sauce out of my purse to eat my chips, I am. She said that in the song.
That's how you had to go there?
Hey, I'm not going to lie. Formation song was fire. I'm not even going to lie. Hey, I'm not the biggest Beyonce fan. Me neither, but I ain't going to lie. Formation.
You got to respect the game. You got to respect the game.
Hey, I respect the hustle.
You gotta respect the hustle.
I respect the hustle, but
I just don't know how well it's gonna do.
I don't know either. I don't, cause you know what the crazy thing is, her Ivy Park, like she had like some Ivy Park slides, not Ivory, but Ivy Park slides that came in the Foot Locker, and they went to the clearance rack.
It's, man, it's just tough to, like, with Adidas in general, like it's tough to have a. It's just tough, man. Adidas is a tough brand.
Which, but I'm just trying to figure out, how does Bape do it though?
What do you mean?
Because the pad, like the Bape releases, haven't been trash.
With Adidas?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how that works. Maybe because it's brand to brand instead of like person to brand.
Got you. I see what you mean.
You know what I mean? Like they that was bring good, they bring enough.
This guy's good. This
they
guy's
bring
good.
Enough to where people. You with Bape, you almost forget about the fact that they're Adidas. Like you're looking at the Bape aspect of it, and not the Adidas
itself or the silk.
You're really not.
You're really like,
if we're being real.
Yeah.
Or like when they do a North Face collab, like I'm getting a North Face jacket in general.
I'm not even thinking
we
about.
We live in the tundra, like
yeah.
Let's just be real.
And I actually did say I was gonna come up on a North Face.
But when there's like a Supreme North Face jacket, you like, oh, I'm getting that Supreme jacket, or if it's a Bape North Face jacket. I'm getting that. You know what I mean?
Right. Like, no, that makes sense.
That their brands hold a lot of weight as terms, like in, as far as fashion goes. Like Beyonce, like sings, like, and now she's coming out with like a shoe line. Like
that's gonna be weird. Just, but I will say this. The shoe might be trash. However, I feel like the clothes are gonna be fire.
It's again like. People are going to be like, okay, that's an Adidas thing that collab. It's going to be like an Adidas collab with Beyonce instead of it being like that Bape thing just came.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like Adidas can't do that. Nike could.
Nike can do that. They can do that. Because even with like Nike fear, even that. With like fear of God.
Yeah. Like it's like,
them. It's like,
it's a Nike thing.
It's a Nike thing.
Off-white. It's a Nike thing.
Jeez. Which is crazy because if you think about it, which is nuts, because it's like Nike really just took over the off-white because you don't even remember that off-white was existing prior to them even doing the.
These are real facts. Like, think about before. Like, you knew off-white. Like, you would see it here and there and you'd be like, okay. God, Nike came in.
You were like, wait.
Off-white?
Off-white?
Off-white? Off-white?
What?
Off-white?
Off-white?
Nah, it's off-white this, off-white that.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I mean, the Kanye thing, like, works, though, I think. Like, his Adidas, like, work. Mm-hmm. Why?
But
I don't know.
But that's because he launched off the pad with Nike.
Yeah.
Because now we're looking at you differently now. In a sense, because we're like, oh, the same thing that we're saying, like, with the off, now we're not just looking at him as just the.
I think it took time, though, too. Like, Bape and Adidas could do a collab right now, and people off the rip are going to be like, that's fire. With the Kanye thing, I think, like, it, you know what I mean? Like, there's a progression of.
Right.
And his shoe didn't really show an Adidas sign.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, you were like, oh, those are the yays. But they threw it, like. Like my 750s right there.
You don't even think those don't even look.
I mean, like you wouldn't even.
But when you see the Kanye Nike, you see the checks.
Yeah, you do.
You see the swoosh.
For sure.
Because Nike's going to be like, 100%. Yeah, hey, we like your design.
Well, we're putting a check right
where
there.
When you look at the Yeezy Adidas, there's no stripes
He's
anywhere.
Like, oh, this is what I got. All great.
And
yeah,
hence
it's
the
be all
reason
good.
Why. Checks over stripes, Drake. Checks you are great. Stripes. You are great. That guy's good.
They've just positioned themselves in a like it's just in their logo. There's just a lot of factors that go into this. Their logo is the best. They're on all the athletes, including basketball, which is the most like looked at, viewed sport, I think, in like a social media, like youthful like way. Baseball, they can't. Do you know in baseball they can't post? Like, there's something about the MLB, but like if you post on Twitter and stuff, they like take it down.
Wow.
NFL, you can't see people's faces.
No.
Right? So it's just helmets and jerseys and cleats, and you don't really.
But when you see a bunch of sick Odell,
when you see LeBron James jump, them Odell Beckhams. But that's practice. But I'm saying, if you're watching a game and you see LeBron just jump over somebody in his shoe, come on.
Fam, he's out of
there. It's just like a different level of marketing.
It is.
And that's where Adidas, Under Armour, Puma's getting there, I think.
I you know what?
Their shoe is not up to par.
But the classic,
their positioning, though?
Their positioning is crazy. Their positioning is crazy. And on top of that, because their classic silhouette is like, to me, is like, I would almost put it a little bit above the Superstar.
The Clyde, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like,
right, like the suede, like the Clyde, the suede.
The suedes are like,
they're a little,
that's like the OG, like
that's what I'm saying.
That's like the OG, like hip hop.
I mean, if we're going to have this honest conversation,
I'm going to have to agree with you on that.
I'm going to put it a little bit.
Because those were before my Adidas.
Yeah.
Because once that my Adidas came out, then it was like shell toes.
Yeah. But,
before that, we was on the cardboard with the suedes. And the Puma tracksuits.
I mean, if we're going to keep it a bean. Yeah. And the fact that you have people coming back wearing them. And, I mean, you can't go wrong with a pair of suedes, man.
And I think sometimes.
And there's way more colors.
I think sometimes people forget about that. And to be honest with you, I think shell toes are dead.
They are dead.
Like, there was a brief moment where, like, the girls were wearing the shell toes, the OG,
the
OG ones with the black stripes, with like the gold,
label.
But I think that little window is, I think they're dead.
Shout out to all the shorties still wearing the shell toes.
Are dead.
They are dead. Like, if we're gonna be honest,
keep it a buck.
If we're gonna keep it a bean, they're dead. They are.
But back to, I think Puma's doing I think they've like been there and then they haven't been there, and then now they got the basketball division. Cause the Rihanna thing was Fred, them Clydes with the,
yeah,
she got them right over here. Yeah, they're sitting right
Fenty
there. The
joints?
Suede, yeah,
oh. Fam, dudes those was are, rocking them.
Those are not a game.
Those are not a game. No, those are not a game. Those are not a. Yeah, those are fire. I ain't even gonna lie, the Fenty joints.
Yeah,
but see, that's the thing though. They collaborated with, like, they. I don't know, man. I don't know either.
It's like a weird thing.
It's like they got it.
Yeah, it's a weird thing. Their basketball shoe needs to get a lot better.
Oh, it needs. Now, if we're going to keep it a bug, they need help.
Yeah, them joints need.
I would wear
I like the way that the sole is the blue, like the ice blue or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it just, and they need help.
Yeah, they do. They need a lot of help in the basketball division. But that's just like their first, so you got to give them time. You got to give them time. But otherwise than that, they got Jay, they got Meek, Nip. They got Fenty,
Nip,
rest in peace.
Puma marathon t-shirts are not a game. I need one of those ASAP. Have you seen that with the Puma logo in the marathon logo?
Yeah. Well, they had some dude.
Those are not a game.
Some dude did a sick suede with, like, it was blue, and it just had like Crenshaw all over it, and it had like the time of Nipsey's birth, and it was just fire. But like, again, the suede is so, even the Coogee joints,
yeah, bro,
even the Coogee Pumas is fire.
I remember when them came out,
I was like, I'm still looking.
Said, whoa.
and they're going for money.
Puma, they, like, it's tough. If you're not Nike, like, it's just going to take a little bit of time. But if you're Adidas, man, like, you've been around for 100 years, and they still can't get it. Them new Hardens that came out, trash. You seen the ones with the strap? I know you seen it. It's like the in-between numbers.
And you know what the crazy thing about Adidas is, now that I'm thinking about it? They never continue changing with the culture. Like, think about it. When you think about a, Like, there's certain moments where they did, where they kind of, like, when I think about Nike, I think about, like, the Black Album Air Force Ones. I think about the Nelly Air Force Ones. I think about the Rockefeller Air Force Ones. Like, I think about, like.
Oh, you go to the Air Force One.
Yeah, like, they never, to me, like, it's times that they never really, they got stagnant. Even with the T-Mac, who did they have after T-Mac? They really didn't have anybody after T-Mac.
Yeah, T-Mac was bringing some heat.
But T-Mac is going against Iverson.
Yeah, which is a whole nother thing.
Because you're going against Iverson, MVP Iverson. Not only is
think
he
about that. At that time, Nike wasn't even like a thing.
They
like
weren't Jordan, even a thing.
Jordan was there.
Yeah, he was there.
But think about at that time, I remember it was Iverson's and T-Mac's. And like that's what people was wearing.
Yes.
I was looking at a clip from the NCAA the other day. The league was wearing, they were all wearing Iversons.
Yes.
It was all Reebok. All the jerseys Reebok, and all I was of like, that.
Dog.
Come on, man.
Like, they got somewhere.
What happened?
I don't even know. Man, that's sad.
What happened?
We're going to send out. I don't even know what to say on that, man.
Checks over stripes. Checks
over stripes. That's how we're going to.
Over stripes.
But speaking of checks, well, I will say this. Oh, before we get to the check, one last thing with the stripes. Well, two last things with the stripes. There is a new Yeezy V2 350 coming out. It's the all black boy that's going to be releasing. So be on the lookout for that. I don't know when that is scheduled to come out, but I know it's coming out.
That's going to be a popular one.
Oh, I'm not even a big fan of the V2s, but
I'm not either. But
I, like I might get ones, I might get that all like black.
I like the ones that just came out.
The clay joints, yeah, the clay joints is fire. Shout out to my man Garrett.
I might have them.
Yeah,
we'll
I might
see.
Have to get them.
I might have
that,
them.
Those are gonna be a great summer shoe.
Yeah, that
like, easy summer shoe.
Easy.
But getting into the stripes or not the stripes, but the checks, we have a preview of. Some of the Kobe mentalities that we'll be releasing. These colorways are inspired or are going to be paying homage to Kobe Day, which is 4/13. We have the Paul George and we have the Kyrie. Now
Paul George's can kick rocks. But that's my opinion.
Oh no, I'm with you. They can.
They
go.
I don't know what they were thinking with this pattern on them joints. They should have made it like. Mamba snakeskin, like what happened to the whole snakeskin?
I don't know what they thing. Were. I don't know what they were trying to
these
do.
These look like
these are.
These
trash.
Look like. Let me get some clip art and put these on the shoe.
Yeah, they look like stained glass like. Windows in a benzo. Like, that's what they look like, man.
Ooh.
Yeah, but they look like a shattered something. But
the Kyries are kind of fire.
No, though. These Kyries go hard because even with the like the toe, not the toe, but that cross, yeah, with the snake eye.
Yeah, that's fire.
And even the back heel reminds me of the Kobe. Leather. Like, oh man, yeah, that Kyrie, they smoked that one.
Yeah, that Kyrie's fire.
Well, even if you look at it, I just peeped this. Like, it has like the little snake vibes.
Oh yeah,
on the.
Oh yeah!
Bravo!
Oh yeah!
That's how you pay
the little ghosted snakes.
Yeah. Oh yeah! Bravo! Bravo! Oh, yeah. Oh, and then they got Kyrie's signature and Kobe's signature on the back heel. Bravo! You know who didn't do it? Paul George. Sorry, y'all'll be out soon.
Yeah, they. Why they do this to Paul George? Like,
Why did he approve that? Like, they was like, Paul, you rocking with these? Yup.
Yeah. I wonder if he did approve him.
He had to approve that color, man.
Because his NASA joints are less.
Oh no. Whoa, I'm being reckless on this colorway.
If I ever go to space, I'm making sure I have three pairs of Paul George's NASA
and jackets,
all that.
And on top of that, one of the shoes I'm wearing if I'm going to space is gonna be the Paul George PlayStation joint. Cause y'all gonna be seeing me floating in the air with my joints going off with my little lights on. So, but yeah, Kyrie, you win, man. You win. And it looks like the Jordan brand is going to be releasing some shoes this summer.
Okay. Now, this is what I've been waiting for. Because this is a serious lineup. Like, the colorways, the fabrics, just the whole vibe. The gray, whoever decided that the sevens and the sixes and what are those?
The eights.
Yeah. Need to be in a gray tone. God bless you. The reflect.
Now, here's
please don't tell me it's 3M. Because if it's 3M, I'm dropping the mic and I'm walking out of here.
Okay, be careful with the mic. But yes, it's 3M.
Oh, wow.
And ladies and gentlemen, he dropped the mic. He dropped the mic. Hey, yeah, bruh, that's going to be crazy.
Those are those sixes right there.
Yeah.
The sevens, too, are fire. But the sixes, though, with the infrared lace clasp.
I got a story about the sixes.
Come on. And the purple and black sevens?
Oh, no. Those purple and black sevens is
and that's almost that's almost close to the OG ones.
No. The purple, the sevens is the Ray Allen sevens from when he was with the Bucks. Yes, sir.
The patent leather 13s?
You can keep those.
You don't like those? The black?
Fam. No, I'm not rocking.
Fam,
I
that's
feel my, like...
That's the best one I've seen. The all black ones? Come on. I had those too as a kid. I had the with the holographic, all that.
See, that's the thing. This one doesn't have the hologram. Like, I'm not rocking. I guess
now the fours. I don't know how this is. I don't know how they're gonna fit.
I don't know.
I don't know how they're gonna. I like the idea of them.
I do too. Like,
I just don't know yet.
I will say this: if I catch them in clearance, if I catch them at the spot,
I gotta put them on.
If I catch them at the spot, I'm getting them.
I gotta put them on. That's the I gotta put them on. And them 14s?
Yeah. Yeah. If I catch them at the spot, I'm definitely going to. If I catch them at the clearance spot, I'm buying them.
But the 3M, that little 3M.
Here's a funny story about the 3M. Right, oh, and y'all, and I'm not, and I'm cool on the yellow Ferraris.
You're not getting the yellow Ferraris?
Wait, I just thought about it.
Time out. He's not cool because what's going to happen is I'm going to be driving.
No, I'm going
to
get him. He's going
to be like, hey, pull up to the mall. I need your help.
Yep, I'm going to get him. I'm going to get him. And I'm going to be playing
be like,
look,
I need you to hold
yellow
these.
Ferrari like Pikachu. Yep,
you,
I'm going to play.
Be like, I need you to hold these in my car for like, into your car for like 2 days.
Yep.
I'm going to come see you on the third day.
Get him. I'm going to get him. I ain't even going to stunt. Nah, but the funny thing was is like the Air Jordan 6, the 3M reflector joint. This shoe was actually done by FBC Bay Area.
You mean he did a version of it?
He did a version of it. Like the exact same colorway, 3M reflect in everything. I'm not playing.
And they just stole it from him.
They robbed him.
That's not cool.
And he had, and he was, because he was on there and he was on this page and he was showing receipts like, yeah. Y'all got me.
Yikes. For all we know, he got a check, though. But probably not.
Nope.
He ain't getting no check. Oof. He ain't getting no check.
Okay, so them sixes can kick rocks.
Those sixes can kick rocks.
But those sevens, though.
Them sevens is hard.
Both of them.
We're trash.
We're trash.
And
he was like, okay, no sixes, so let's just move to the sevens.
We'll pick one ahead.
I've never been an eight fan, so
I only like 1 8. Or I only like two
rocks.
Eights.
If they had the eight, I don't like the little multicolored thing on the plastic.
You always say that.
I hate that.
You like you don't like that on
it
the
just
like
needs to be all black. If them was all black, then maybe.
Yeah, you always say that. Oh, but we did get a look at, speaking of summer collections, we also have the Fear of God and Nike Jerry Lorenzo summer collection. Hey, fam.
Okay.
I'm all the way.
Okay, so you know me. I got to go all in on this.
Hey, please go
so
right
So the
in.
Jersey he launched with the nothing on it, that's fire. Fuego. Right? So it's basically just a jersey with nothing on it. That's a super, like, Jerry Lorenzo thing to do. Oversized, you know.
Yep.
Fire. Okay, the hoodie, the sweatsuit, the warm ups with the rip off pants, fuego.
You know what? At first, I'm gonna keep it a bean. At first, I'm still kind of like on it, but I like the Velcro strap on the back of them.
You know what makes it over the top for me? because I hate those pants in general, like the rip off pants.
Yeah, I do too.
It's the material he chose to use for the rip off pants. It's more of like a sweat material instead of like the silky.
Gotcha.
Because you know we think of the big baggy.
Oh my gosh, we think of the silky. Hey, they had the silky joints, and then they had like the jogging, like
this is like the tech pack, ugh. Nike tech pack. With just, I think those are fire. The mint fear of gods. Come on,
we already know how we feel.
Yeah,
y'all. I don't even know. Need to. Hey, listen to episode 56 if you wonder.
This jersey thing with the zip up with the short sleeve, fire. The pants, fire. Okay, so here's my little bit of beef with this. I don't like the low top joints with the strap.
Oh, the pink joints?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like them pink joints either.
Like, it's like cool, but it's not like.
Oh, I am. I will say this. I'm here for this thermal. Like, I'm here for these thermal pants. I don't know if they're thermal.
Oh, wow.
I'm here for them. Oh, I am here for them. I'm here for them. I'm life and that more abundantly. I am here. I'm rocking.
Like, okay.
So I'm rocking.
Like the shoes, like.
I'm not a big fan of this style.
I don't even know what they're called.
Like, it's the air. It's the, like it's a play on the Air Raid.
The colorways need to change on this to me.
Yeah, I'm not rocking. I'm not rocking with the shoe. I'm rocking with the thermal joints.
See, like this colorway, the all black. That's
oh, that's okay. Smoke. That smokes.
Yeah,
that smokes.
Yeah, but the like gray, they just don't do too
well,
much.
Well, here's the funny thing. It's almost like they should have actually put the black and gray. With the dude that's sitting in the truck, in the back of the truck.
And then put the all black ones on the dude with the perf, with the perf pants. I'm going to call them perf pants.
Oh, the perf pants. That's what I'm going to call them. Perf pants. Hey, man.
Perf pants.
On the perfies. On the perf pants. Yo. But not all in all, man, I would definitely.
He's doing some. Yeah, he's doing some things.
And they even have the all white joints.
Yeah.
You didn't see what my man with the jersey was. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, speaking now, of.
I didn't even peep this when we. So, before the show, we kind of have like a little rundown of like the show.
Yeah, it's called pre-production. Pre-production, ladies and gentlemen.
You know what I mean? So, I'm looking and I like kind of
scroll. Oh, we out here.
I honestly scrolled past this because I was like, oh, some red boxes. I didn't even read what was in them. I literally just looked at this and read what was in it. Come on.
Fam.
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 He's serious.
These are. Think about the pigeon dunks that came out.
Yeah.
These are going to go out of control.
Easy. Some. Hide your kids, hide your wife.
All that.
Because.
Wolf gray?
Yeah. 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 Oh, no, he's not playing.
Pine green?
Pine green, yep. Mm-hmm.
Midnight navy and white with the university gold?
You know the vibes. Restoring the feeling, man. He's restoring the feeling.
Come on, man.
Yeah, he's restoring the feeling, man. Definitely. I'm here for it.
Come on,
I'm here
man.
For it. I want to see what it looked like, and I'm here for it.
They're only $1.70.
$1.70.
You're going to have to add another one to the beginning of that for resale. $11.70.
Oh, no. Easy. It's going to be two.
You think two?
Two. It's going to be two. And if he does it, because you got to think, these are going to be coming after the Jordan 1.
What's crazy is there's something about dunks and all the different. That it just has a legacy and a history of having like these themed versions come out.
Yeah.
Even like the ones that came out here. So we're in Minnesota. The Cal Surf.
Oh, yeah,
surf
the
ones,
Cal Surf joints.
With the mosquito Shout joints. Cal Surf.
The mosquito joints. The blue ox joints.
Yep.
The salt. They had like the salt stain joints. Like,
yeah, like.
Like it's.
So these are going to be.
Speaking of which, if you guys want, we would love to do a kickshirt dunk. I'm here
oh,
for a
kickshirt. I'm here for
a kickshirt dunk.
Or even like a Minnesota-inspired dunk that we help out with.
Oh, I'm here for it.
I'm all about
it. I'm all about that.
I'm oh, all man. About it.
Because we could even have like the cherry and the spoon. All right, y'all.
Tater tot hot dish.
Man. Oh, that'll be fire. Yo.
The Great Lakes.
The Great Lakes. That Great Lakes.
The Ice Blue Bottom.
That Great Lakes would be out of here. The Great Lakes would be out of here. The cherry and the spoon. That'd be dope. Like, oh, man. Oh, man. We could even have a Juicy Lucy one.
They're not ready for that one.
They're not ready
for that. You're with the... Think about this. The outside looked like the hamburger, and then the inside, the sole is yellow.
The inside, the
insole is yellow.
But then you got to think, though. The midsole would have to have, like a little cheek, like a little yellow, too, for the... Yes, sir.
So, checks. If y'all want to send us some checks.
So we can help you get more checks.
We all about the checks.
We're all about the checks on this side. As he says,
made a lot of money on this side.
As my man say that with Adidas sandals on.
Hey,
so
I'm not gonna lie though. These Adidas sandals is life.
Hey, the college sandals is life.
Shoes and sandals are two different categories, okay? This so if we're talking about sandals, Adidas slides are number one, will always be number one.
It's very true.
It's hands down. The Under Armours can bump, they can kick rocks. The Nike slides, they can kick rocks. The Jordan slides kick rocks. Puma slides.
Adidas, that's one place that you guys will forever win.
The Puma slide. No, what were the Fenty ones? Are they Adidas?
Those were Puma.
Those Puma slides. Courtney got them right there, too. She got it. They're like
shout outs right to, next to. Shout outs to Courtney Fenty.
She's also a UNC fan. I'm not a UNC over here, but.
She is. And again, she is also part of the Shattered Bracket crew.
As we all are.
Man. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh, y'all. Well, that does it for us. And our shattered brackets, man. And our shattered brackets. Again, if you guys haven't done so, please follow us on Instagram. And my man's in the foam finger.
Hey, I'm about the foam finger out. Hey, you should definitely.
But, yo, the foam finger, man. This man is wild. Hey. We are, got an idea. I'm gonna tell you off air. But if you guys haven't done so, again, like we said, please follow us on Instagram. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook.
My bad. I'm over here messing around.
This man is messing around, man. It's all good. But follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Subscribe to us on iTunes, SoundCloud, as well as YouTube as well. Just be on the lookout, guys. We got some great things coming up. I keep saying that, but, yeah, if you guys only knew, like, it's a mastermind. And it's
coming.
It's coming. That's all I can tell you. Just be on the lookout. We got some great things. Oh, one shoe we forgot to talk about.
I need to stop whispering like this is us. I don't know if y'all seen us.
No, I haven't. But one shoe I forgot that we didn't mention that was really fire. It's probably one of my favorite shoes from a nostalgic standpoint as well as just fire is that LeBron 16 Martin.
It's fire.
That joint is.
But I'll never get over the fact that his logo on that shoe looks like the Shaq logo. That's all I got to say. Shout out to Shaq. Shout out to Martin. Shout out to my boy LeBron.
And because we don't want to ruin but that our, joint future, looks like a Payless our future logo. Our future shop interview. Our future guest spot on the shop. And this is where we cut it.
Time to cut.
And we get PC, man. You got any shout outs, bro?
Hey, just shout out to everybody. I do have to say this. I wish we could have an interview with them. I don't think we'd bring this stuff up with them. But just to have like a conversation with them.
Yes.
Like that'd be super. Yes, just like a real will. Life. Like, bro.
We will. Like no, your logo. No, if we have a conversation.
Let me help you. Help yourself.
I'm coming into the conversation as both an admirer and a fan. So with that being said, I'm going to ask the tough question.
This is the shop. You know what I mean?
Yeah, this is the Kick Your Chop shop. Yep.
But shout out to the family. Shout out to everybody that's listening. Shout out to T doing a lot of hard work over here on this side. Shout out to the Final Four. Shout out to Zion. Shout out to Trey Jones. but yeah, just shout out to everybody, man.
Oh man, it's too.
You gotta shout my Duke boys out, man. You already know. Brackets busted over here. I still gotta give them a shout out though. But nah, just shout out to everybody that supports, listens. Shout out, man. So
yo. I can't with this guy.
Hey, man. Shout out to my boy Tommy at Target. He's always peeping what shoes I got on.
Shout-outs to Tommy at Target. Hey, so shout-outs to Tommy. Yo, shout-outs to my shout-outs, man. I'm sorry, I didn't want to be rude with
you. No, I'm all good.
Yo, shout-outs to everybody that's listening. Shout-outs to everybody that's listening. I'm trying to pull this thing up real quick. Just give me 1 second, y'all. Just give me 1 second. It's not the Zion. Like, I'm going to insert that later.
Hey, next time, I'm about to shout-out all these brands. Like, shout-out to this popsicle company that I be eating their popsicles all the time. They're super fire. The chocolate,
if y'all
chocolate covered banana joints.
If y'all want to sponsor us, I'm totally down.
For real. Real life.
I'm so down.
Hey, shout out to the people that made the phone finger. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, shout out to Apple.
Shout out to Apple.
Like, shout out to Essential Water and Core and Nutri Hydration.
Yes.
You know, for all your hydration needs.
Yo, shout outs to shout outs to New York.
New York City.
Shout outs to our very own Minneapolis. Shout outs to Chicago. Shout outs to Los Angeles, LA.
LA, what's up?
Shout outs to Houston.
What's up, H-Town?
Shout outs to Mexico.
Mexico.
Shout out to Canada.
Canada, what's going down? Shout out
to Indonesia.
Indonesia.
Shout outs to Taiwan.
Yo, what's up?
Hey, we're global, y'all. We're global, man. We're global, man. Worldwide. Shout outs to everybody, man. Shout outs to my family. Shout outs to everybody holding us down, that's following. Man, shout outs to everybody, man. We appreciate the support. We appreciate the love. Shout out to AD.
Hey, shout out to AD, real life.
Man, shout out to AD. Shout outs to Nico. Shout outs to Sam. Shout outs to Michael Say. Shout outs to everybody, man, that's supporting and following and, you know, just listening, man. Again, man, we got some great things on the rise. So we just appreciate you guys. And as always, man, we appreciate y'all. We got a lot of love for y'all. Just continue to keep us uplifted, man. Keep us in your prayers. And we're gonna definitely keep y'all in ours. So we appreciate you guys. And as always, we thank God, man. And this is a blessing. Sir. It's a blessing, man. It's a blessing, sir, to be doing this.
Hey, and check our Instagram.
Man, check our Instagram.
Like now.
Yeah.
Check out for these phone fingers.
Look out for.
Hey, I'm going to make T put this on the Instagram.
Yo, I am going to put that
on
the
Instagram. So if it's not on the Instagram, I want y'all to go on the Instagram because T runs the Instagram.
I definitely
And do. I want y'all to throw a lot of smoke that way.
Please do, but it's going to make it on there, man. It's going to make it on there, y'all. And always, man, we appreciate you guys listening, man. So continue to support. Shout out to everybody. We love you guys. Rest in peace to Nipsey Hussle again.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace to Nip.
Marathon continues.
The marathon continues.
That's all I got to say.
That's all we got to say. Run your marathon. Run it your ways. The race isn't given to the swift. Yours is given to the strong, but the one that endures to the end. So keep enduring and keep running. Love y'all. Peace.
Peace.
I know that I was different though. Rap fans, it's a different flow. Different deals, getting different though. Yeah.